Hi, this is Clay Boykin, and I am in search of the new compassionate male. This week, I had the privilege of being interviewed on Empower Radio by Elaine Groman, creator and host of Earth Wisdom Circles. Here's that conversation.
Around the world, people are working to bring a greater sense of balance to the planet. Earth Wisdom Circles is here to showcase these people and projects. Now, here's your host for Earth Wisdom Circles on Empower Radio, Elaine Groman.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Elaine Groman on Earth Wisdom Circles on Empower Radio. And today I have a very special guest, Clay Boykin, who is a gentleman who has been working around the globe to help bring the awareness of the need for a compassionate male to our world, which is such an important subject. It's important, such an important concept for us to understand that we are meant to be in peaceful, loving, collaborative relationships with one another as women and men. And that has been that lack of that in the patriarchy has unfortunately been the cause of so much hardship on our globe. So welcome to the show, Clay.
It's great to be here, Elaine. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Let's jump right in. Please tell me what it is that got you into wanting to be a spokesperson, not a spokesperson, but a leader, really, in the new compassionate male. What was the impetus for yourself?
Well, it goes back 13 years when I had a mystical experience coupled with a heart attack. It was a life changer. And I started searching, asking the question, who am I? Why am I here? Where am I going? And that evolved to 2010. And I joined the Unity movement, the Unity Church. I became a prayer chaplain there and recognized that within me deeply, I didn't trust other men, but there were things that I could only learn from another man. So I took it upon myself to form a circle, and it's been growing ever since.
Oh, that's wonderful. So what was it that you felt that you could only learn from men?
Very good question. You know, it's the things that we wish we could learn from dad. But when we go to our father with our arms open, so many times my father or our father figure says, no, we shake hands. So it's the ability to connect at a heart level, to learn that into because head and heart have got to work, be integrated. But we boys aren't taught that. And so we hope that we can teach that to one another and experience that as we're together as men.
So, Clay, how have you found that men have been wounded and then have sculpted their thought processes throughout their life based on that offhandedness or the standoffishness?
I've been told that little baby boys are born with more emotion, and yet they get shut down. And the only thing that they're able to have is happy or mad. And so they don't develop the ability to connect and to have the vocabulary to speak.
Well, as an energy healer myself, which I've been doing this well over 20 years and have worked with people in medicine to help them understand what is the healing process actually. If you don't mind me giving you a little bit of my thought, is emotions are energy in motion.
That's right.
So it's not that it is something that we're born with, but we are meant to learn because it's information coming into us. And then we have an opportunity to learn how to use that information to discern whether something is beneficial to us or could be potentially harmful to us.
Yeah, the vibrations.
And the ability that to discern the sensory perceptions, what is our body feeling, hearing, seeing, feeling, knowing, that is either opening that path or contradicting what's being said. Really important. So thank you for sharing how you got on this, but now tell us how this is expanding.
So in 2018, I left the professional world. And I had had another heart scare that I turned out okay on that one. But I said, you know, if I don't do what's in my heart to do now, which was, this is my calling to connect with other men and to raise compassion awareness. If I don't get on with that now, then when am I going to do it? How much more time do we all have? And so I started in November 2018. I was invited to go to the Parliament of the World's Religions. I met the folks with the Charter for Compassion. I was invited to work on their Men and Boys Initiative in the process because they knew that what I was doing was taking a more contemplative approach to men's circles. Not the traditional, I'll generalize, outside-in approach to break into the guy to get him to his heart, but for the guys that are already there and they're stuck, they need a different setting and environment. And this is what I was learning. As well, I met the people with Gender Equity and Reconciliation International, a wonderful group, 28 years on the West Coast, 11 countries. And you mentioned the patriarchy earlier. They work on the deep healing between women and men, recognizing that both of us are wounded by the patriarchy.
Yes.
Not comparing wounds, but just honoring the fact that we both have been wounded. And, you know, we boys or we men are expected to rise up, to be the warrior, to go to war, and to die. You know, that's a big wounding. But it's also another wounding when in our hearts tells us to go one way, but society says, no, you've got to climb the corporate ladder. And we see so many times we go off on this path that we're supposed to go on, and eventually we fall because there's this emptiness inside of us that's never addressed. We're not following our heart. And it's with that fall that we begin to learn, oh, I've got to connect into my heart so I can be a complete man.
Mm-hmm. So, Clay, can you tell me, what have you learned from the men around the world? Because you have worked all around the world and are continuing to do that. But what have you learned about men's beliefs and or beliefs, I guess is the best word, of their relationship with women?
So the patriarchy is prevalent everywhere in the world. And, you know, I worked in Kenya August of last year. And what I found with the young men there was that it's the same thing, that the patriarchy system has got them headed in one direction to do one thing and not really connecting into their heart. Whether it's in Kenya or Rwanda, Uganda, Malawi, Tasmania, Australia, I've talked with people in the UK, I've talked with men all over, and this common thread that runs all around is this burn inside. Mm-hmm. You know, we think it's, you know, because we've shoved this energy down. And I choose to think that that burning is actually the essence of the spark of love within us. And I choose to believe that that spark of love plays out in the form of compassion.
Yes. So,
everywhere that I bring that up and I point to my chest, I say, what's here? This emptiness, this burn, this depression, this feeling. I get this nod. Yeah, I get it. I get it. In different languages, they still get it.
Absolutely. And, you know, to be a warrior, most people aren't aware in terms of the Native American understanding. The greatest warrior never goes to battle.
Exactly.
But the warrior is willing to go to battle if necessary.
That's right. You know, I expressed that with the fellows in Kenya we talked, and I said, you know, you're warriors and you know how to handle the sword, but you're not fully out there. You're just out there with one hand. The other is the hand of compassion.
Mm-hmm.
And with both of those, then comes the ability to integrate and to recognize that there's a whole spectrum in between. And sure, we do not want to go to battle.
Right.
But it is there.
Right. And I think that it's wonderful and helpful when men realize that women go to battle too.
Absolutely.
Every time they're willing to carry a life forward, the moment they're giving birth, they're standing at the threshold of life and death.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And so I thank you from the bottom of my heart as a sister, as a wife, as a mother, as a grandmother, to have that awareness of the sensitivity of we're in this together. We are a part of the same.
We certainly are. You know, there's Howard Teich is a gentleman that I interviewed on my podcast, and he talks about the solar masculine and the lunar masculine, the solar feminine and the lunar feminine, recognizing that the sun energy, if you will, that that's oftentimes referred to as a masculine, and the lunar reflecting is more the feminine. And we guys are out there with the solar, but we haven't connected, or we need to connect more so with the lunar. And the women are relegated to this place of being lunar, and they're rising up to connect with their solar. And recognizing that the lunar male man and the lunar feminine, that that lunar energy is similar, but it's different. Mm-hmm. And they express differently. And so we men have got to connect to be complete, in a different kind of metaphor, is head and heart, solar and lunar, and women, lunar and solar, as we're women are standing into their strength and bringing a different kind of solar energy to the world. It's all needed.
Yes. And, you know, the great ancient understanding from the indigenous world was that all suns are stars. Mm-hmm. And that to birth a planet, a sun or a star must explode. Mm-hmm. And the outer surface of that star is fire, which is often seen, as you mentioned, as male. Mm-hmm. But the inner is the material that is minerals and all these mm-hmm. wonderful things. When there's an explosion, there's a reverse. Mm-hmm. So the sun, the fire, goes in the interior of the planet, so the mantle can be created. So it's a birthing from the same being.
Wow.
They just change place.
That's fascinating. You know, there's one other thing that Howard said that really struck me. He said that the lunar energy, the lunar leads, and the solar executes. Mm-hmm. I thought to myself, no. I'm a man. But it's true. Leadership is all about heart. Mm-hmm. It's that lunar energy. That's the true leadership. We execute with our head. And I thought that was a beautiful metaphor, if you will.
Yeah, that is beautiful. And so may I ask you, as you're, I believe you said that you have a new book, or you're coming out with a new book. Is that correct?
So I have a book. It's called Circles of Men. Mm. And it came out in 2018. It's not a how-to book, and it is a how-to book, but it expresses what we have learned in our circle over the years of how to come together in a contemplative setting mm-hmm. and to do it counterintuitively. You know, we have gatherings and not meetings. We have topics of conversation and not topics of discussion. Nobody's there to fix anybody. Nobody's there to call anybody out. We're there to hold space for one another. And we express that. I share that in that book, as well as some tips, but some mm-hmm. real stories that go on there. I'm presently working on my book, In Search of the New Compassionate Male. Mm-hmm. And I've got a journey, because that's why I don't have the answer. What is the compassionate male? You get 1,000 men, there's 1,000 different answers. They may be similar. So that's why I'm in search of, because I really do. And I'm in search of with men and women.
Yes.
You know, I say the new compassionate male. I say that, not the new compassionate man.
Yes.
So I'm drawing on that male energy, the divine male energy within every male and female, and the divine masculine as well.
Mm, that's so beautiful. And as we begin to understand our deep connection to circles, which is so important, because the ancient image of a circle is a perfect sphere. Mm-hmm. So all medicine wheels are circles. And we don't realize how our language has been so manipulated mm-hmm. to confuse our thinking in regard to the purpose of a wheel. So medicine wheels and circles, everyone sees each other. Everyone's in this equal place. Mm-hmm. There's no aisles, the right and the left. Right. And what's so precious about that is it's replicating life itself.
Yes.
The moon, the stars, the circle of a cell, Everything is in balance when you have that.
That's so true. And what that brings up for me is talking with a gentleman in Tasmania, and he was talking about a circle that he leads. And he said the first time he was there, there were indigenous, and then there were people from the Philippines and other countries. And all these men were in this circle, and he turned to the man from the Philippines and says, "We're in a circle. You know what that means?" He said, "Yes." And he turned to the indigenous gentleman and he said, "We're in a circle. You know what that means?" He said, "Yes." Mm-hmm. So we all know it's so universal, and the ability to come together in a circle. And that goes counter to patriarchy in so many ways.
And I think that one of the things that I've studied, I'm working on my third book now, and one of the things that we have to understand was, where did patriarchy begin?
Mm-hmm.
And with great cataclysmic events, but also with the desire to own.
Right.
And the desire to diminish or extinguish the true power of women.
You know, it's something I've read, that the first written account of patriarchy goes back 3100 BC, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, in the during the Renaissance, it was accentuated because I'm going to get this right, but 1543, Copernicus said, "Guys, you've got it wrong. The sun doesn't rotate around the earth. It's the other way around." And it said everything that we knew had to be reset. And man said, "We can figure this out," because science and spirituality were not necessarily apart, but that broke them apart. We don't need spirituality. We can go figure this out. And then we could make progress. And that developed into the myth of progress. And with that, the patriarchy, you know, progress meaning growth is good, bigger is better. Well, the other side of that is the myth of the fall.
Mm-hmm.
All of our accomplishments, and look at all the tragedy as well. And that tragedy comes physically, psychologically, pushing the woman down and away. All of that.
Yes. Even the Great Inquisition was to stop the wisdom of women.
Absolutely.
And the Bonfire of the Vanities and all of those things that were so driven by madness, literally. And so we have to give ourselves permission to understand, are we following the path that we should be? Meaning many, many organizations that are called quote-unquote religions, when people look at a root word of religion, it's the French word religare, which means to bind or tie. And so, therefore, we're expected to have beliefs.
Right.
And a belief stops thinking.
You know, one of the things that in my studies, you know, I understood esoteric, the more the mystical side of things. But I had never heard the term exoteric. And it's exactly what you're talking about. The exoteric is, here's the doctrine. Here are the rules. Follow these rules. Don't color outside the lines and you're going to be fine. And millions of people in all different civilizations have lived that way. And many of them have lived a good life that way. But have they lived a complete life? And so those of us, you and me probably, I ask why. I'm a seeker. And I look up when I'm told, no, you're not supposed to do that. So I step out of that doctrine, that control, if you will, to find my own path, to find what's in my heart to give to the world.
There's two really beautiful books you might be interested in. One is, it's an old book, and it's a difficult read because it'll make you want to throw it across the room. But it is, it's called Woman, Church, and State. And it's how patriarchy began, especially in Catholicism, and how that systematically, you know, when religions, especially Catholicism, you know, it was always, there was never a separation of church and state. It was one thing.
Mm-hmm.
because it was moving a very small gene pool from monarchs that interbred literally and created sociopathic thinking. And to protect them, they moved them to the church so they could become an infallible, which meant not under the laws of humanity. So it was a very prescribed way of indoctrinating. And that's a big challenge. So I think that our big challenge is for men and women alike is to look with real clear vision as what precipitated all of this. So that rather than being mad at what happened in our life, we can look with honesty at what was the cause and say, never again. So we're literally walking hand in hand with each other, because as you said, all people are wounded by patriarchy. The earth is wounded. All living things are wounded by patriarchy.
That's right. That's
because
right.
It is narrow focused.
You know, touching into that, the gender equity and reconciliation, international people, that's the essence of this deep healing between women and men, for the safe space to be created such that a woman can stand up and say, this happened to me. I'm, you know, not to be a victim, but to the first time to say that to another woman or to another man, and then for a man to stand up like myself. I'm a privileged white Western male. I've got everything going for me. Well, let me share a little bit about my wound too. Again, it's not to compare, but to recognize that we both are wounded by the patriarchy. And once there's a healing between women and men, I believe that's the essence of where the healing of the planet begins.
Yes, and then we can learn to together raise healthy, beautiful, compassionate children of both genders.
Absolutely.
Which is where we need to begin. We have to look at our own woundings now, but we're doing this for generations yet to come.
Yes.
So Clay, tell me how people can get in touch with you. People around the world will listen to this podcast. How might they get involved with what you're doing? What's the best way for people to reach you?
The best way is through my website, and it is clayboykin.com.
And that's clayboykin.com, in case anyone's listening to this on the audio version only.
That's right. Yeah, they can connect with me there, and I then can help them get their own circle started. I can connect them in with the network. I also have a podcast called In Search of the New Compassionate Male, and it's out on all the different podcatchers out there.
And congratulations for being listed in number 4, I believe, ranking out of 300.
That's right. Yeah, men's self-help books. It is. And I'm blessed with that because we just started in April.
Oh, congratulations.
And I'm published last night, number 66.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah,
congratulations.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
And I'm announcing today, actually, this is the first time I've spoken about it, my first album. Yes, my first album, In Search of the New Compassionate Male, Clay Boykin on Servant Leadership. And that's just come out the past couple of days.
Well, congratulations. Where can we get that on your website as well?
Absolutely. Yeah. And if they've got Pandora or Spotify or any of those, you just search on Clay Boykin and it's
okay.
And you can find it there.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. So going back to the men that you have, you know, had them recognize their own heart, how do you see them change? I know that I've seen it happen instantaneously, seeing their energy change, witnessing that opening. What do you feel when you're with men that see that they don't have to be hard anymore?
What comes to mind is a deepening and a relaxing into recognizing that they're not going to be judged, that they're with other men, and that they can bring out and express. So it's this deepening and a sense of wholeness and a relaxing so that they can stand up in their true power.
That's wonderful. And as men go from different stages in their life, being a little boy, being a youth, being a maybe a father, husband, grandfather, how all of these levels of understanding of leadership need to change.
Absolutely. Yes, and if there's one tragedy, it's a tragedy, at least in the Western world, where we don't have the mentors that we once had.
Well, you're working on that, aren't you? As am
and,
I.
And that's been a benefit, too, because I am mentored by many of the men.
Mm. And you mentor them. It's this true relationship is what we need to think of relationships as other than what I will get or what I will lose, mm-hmm. instead of what will we both gain.
To help us get out of ourselves.
Yes.
And that's so hard for some men.
Yes. So we have just a minute left, Clay. And again, my guest is Clay Boykin. And I really am so honored to have this conversation with you and to be in your sphere, as I have been a part of the Charter for Compassion and have worked as well. But, you know, we have a long way to go, but it's the starting that is so necessary.
Absolutely. I feel that. And I feel like we're on the cusp. This is a time of change. I call it the liminal space. It's this place where something great is about to happen.
Mm-hmm. Well, what we need to recognize is something great has already happened because we're alive.
True.
Now, absolutely. What are we going to do with it? What are we going to do with it? So thank you so much, Clay. I really appreciate you taking the time to be on my show. Again, my guest is Clay Boykin. Please take a look at his website, www.clayboykin.com. You've come a part of this new awareness of the compassionate male, which we all need, and we need compassionate women. So thank you so much. Blessings to you.
Thank you.
And this is Elaine Grohman on Earth Wisdom Circles on Empower Radio. Every one of us can make a difference, starting right now. Thank you.
This is Clay Boykin. Thank you for joining us on In Search of the New Compassionate Male.